This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. State labor officials say members of Douglas County law enforcement broke state law with unfair labor practices earlier this year. The Colorado Department of Labor and Employment says Sheriff Darren Weekly and others violated collective bargaining statutes when they sent emails and posted videos discouraging employees from forming a union. The state has ordered them to end those actions and to distribute a letter to employees telling them of the state's determination. The sheriff denies wrongdoing. Colorado Lindsey Vonn is coming out of retirement and rejoining the U.S. ski team. The decorated athlete had knee surgery earlier this year and has been training with an eye on competing in more World Cup races. The 40-year-old has won 82 of them and is a four-time overall World Cup champion. Meanwhile, voters in the Telluride area have approved new taxes to help pay for a popular gondola system. David Averill with the local transit authority says the gondola connects Telluride to nearby Mountain Village and carries more than 3 million passengers a year.
I don't think it could be understated, you know, how it hasn't just been a huge benefit across the board. I don't even know if we could ever put a figure on it, to be honest.
The new taxes will pay for operations and maintenance and will help the authority save money for a complete replacement in the coming years. Green Dragon, one of Colorado's biggest cannabis dispensary chains, isn't going out of business after all. Parent company Ease said it got a $1 million investment to keep the stores open and expand its grow operations. Green Dragon said last month it was shutting down all 17 of its Colorado locations. Expect a mostly clear afternoon and evening across Denver and the Front Range with lows right around 30 degrees tonight. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.